Hey, this is Carolyn Ahrens, and well-crafted, very tasty music is found right here. Welcome to a new episode of UTR's Gourmet Music Podcast.
Guys, this is for reals. Yes, we are back. Welcome to the Gourmet Music Podcast, episode 87. I'm Dave Trout, and we have been away for a few months, but it is time to bring the podcast back. And we've been doing a lot of things behind the scenes, a lot of variety of work. In fact, we dropped a bonus episode called our season kickoff show. And in that episode, we update you on a lot of the things that we've been doing in 2023 so far. But now it's time to bring the podcast back. Yes, and we love featuring well-crafted, faith-inspired music. We want you to discover the cream of the crop that's being released. And one of the ways we do that is enlisting the help of our UTR panel of critics. These are the friends that help us name the top 11 gourmet albums of the year. We create a list called the top songs of the year. And in the summertime, we create a list of the best albums and songs from the first half of the year, just so that we are keeping our ear to the ground and finding just some of the great stuff being released. That list came out on our website in July, but we weren't producing this podcast at the time, so we thought that that theme would be the perfect way to start this season of the Gourmet Music Podcast, as we feature some of the best music released this year, 2023. We're going to start with actually one of the oldest songs on our list. Owl City released this single in early January, and then later a full-length album called Coco Moon in March. And now my family, not too long ago, in the first half of this year, rediscovered the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks and Helen Hunt. You remember that one from, I don't know, what was it, 15 to 20 years ago? And boy, it is good. Now, this is songwriting masterwork, because Owl City decided to write a song based on that movie, but from the perspective of Wilson the Volleyball. Yes, this is so cool. Here's Kelly Time to kick off the Gourmet Music Podcast.
Well, videotapes and ice skates are beautiful things, like a birthday card for Johnny and a pair of angel wings. You were trying to light a fire, and all you wanted was a match. But you knew I didn't have one, so it was odd that you should ask. No, it wasn't just the plane crash that shook you to the core, but the very thought of losing her that made it all worth dying for. Washed up on that island, all alone without a friend, thinking you and I were gonna die there, and that would be the end. But as the weeks turned into months, I saw you overcome your fears, and as we became companions, all those months turned into years. When we would talk and talk for hours, you would make sure I felt heard, 'cause you knew what I was saying, though never said a word. Ooh, I'm ready for anything. Ooh, who knows what the tide could bring. Ooh, yeah, I'm ready for anything. Ooh, who knows what the tide could bring. After 1500 days, you and me escaped to sea, and I knew that you still loved the girl from Memphis, Tennessee. Out there on that lonely ocean, we met a passing humpback whale, 'cause all the way from Bakersfield, the tide gave us a sail. And just like that it happened, the waves took me away. And I'm sorry, I'm so sorry that you lost a friend that day. The tide could bring. Ooh. sunshine and the rain. And when I wonder where you are now, I'll probably never know. But my friend, I hope you made it, and somehow you finally made it home. I have an ocean worth of questions, but if I do know one thing, it's that the sun will rise tomorrow, and who knows what the tide could bring. I said I'd be back, and like that, nobody knew where I was at. All my logic said I would never see you again. After 4 years of missing you so bad, but here I am, and now I have to learn to let you go. Even though I love you more than you'll ever know, I'm getting used to half a heart and the way things are. But Kelly, I never should have gotten out of the car. I'm sorry. Ooh, I'm ready for anything. Are beautiful things, like a pocket watch on Kelly time and a pair of angel wings. When the birthday card to Johnny, it made me realize that the most beautiful thing in the world is, of course, the gift of life. The most beautiful thing in the world is to be so wonderfully alive.
You want more gourmet music? You got it. Hi, this is singer-songwriter Krista Wells. Look no further for songs that are honest, creative, and full of hope.
Hello, darling, why are you hiding there inside your skin? Shrinking in your sweater like some kind of guilty kid. Someone called you wonderful for making yourself small. Truth is, you were born to stand 1,000 feet tall.
I will be a lake, smiling up you to see. my name. Tell me you love me like you used to. Oh, hold my breath, take it away. Give me that feeling like you used to. You know who I am, I don't understand. I'm hoping maybe you do. Somewhere I belong, keeping my head down, keeping my mouth shut, figuring out that I've been talking too much. I am a man on the edge of losing it all just to see what is left. I'm holding my hands out, begging for change. Give me an answer, sure.
Russ described that song as soaring rhythmic anthem searching for surrender and one of Colony House's career best songs. Yeah, that's Man on the Run. It's a double dipper. What's that? Well, it's because that showed up on our best individual songs of the first half of the year, and it also made our list of the best individual albums from the first half. The Cannonballers is Colony House's fourth studio album, which released in February of this year. Right before that, we heard the latest from Krista Wells, her title cut from her latest project called Redwood, which released in the month of May. And about that, Kevin on our panel said, quote, "Krista's vulnerability and ability to connect emotionally brings me closer to God." Great stuff as we begin this episode of the Gourmet Music Podcast. Well, our next song is from one of the artists that showed up on the top of our top 11 list a couple of years ago. She's UK artist Tina Boonstra, who just released a new album, which is outstanding, called Circle Back, Start Again. Garrett on our panel said about that album that it's an emotional roller coaster of story songs. And this one also showed up on our best songs list. This is a song about a runaway It's so creative and interesting and a dynamic to the song that is haunting and draws you in. Here is Tina Boonstra with the song Grace Riley.
If anyone heard from Grace, the girls at school said she ran away. If I was lost, I'd like to think someone would try to find me. Whatever happened to Grace Riley?
Son went aboard. always satisfied. We're not chasing heaven, we're just chasing time. It's a strange feeling, alright. It's unmistakable, our hearts are breakable. It's no surprise that joy is unfakeable. A cold reality, it's not a mystery. It's so hard to move on from our history. It's a train wreck, it's a trap. To feel lost when you're still on the map. It's a strange feeling when we're driving. Strange feeling when we're driving blind, when our hearts are heavy, but we're satisfied. It's a strange feeling when we're driving.
Hello, this is Eric Peters. Welcome to the Gourmet Music Podcast.
It sticks up from out of nowhere. A lost hope is the last thing found. And if you wonder where my heart went, it got crushed when the walls came down. Find.
Sir Eric Peters, also known as EP, and he released an EP called EP in the month of March. And from that project, which is on our list of the best albums from the first half of the year, that song, Same Four Walls, and you might have caught onto a theme that strings through the entire EP, which is Eric and his family endured the Nashville tornado in March of 2020, and it actually destroyed their house. They barely made it out alive, and these songs were inspired by going through that whole tragic experience. And so in some ways, the lyrics are gritty and hard and difficult, with the music being really upbeat, and it's kind of like a little bit of a dichotomy, which is so interesting. And Asher Peterson did the production on it. It's so good. Worth checking out. And right before that, one of the best that is a younger album on our list, because it just released in June of this last year. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors with their latest project, Strangers No More. Mick on our panel described it as a finely crafted and thoughtful album, and we heard the song Strange Feeling from that. So good as we celebrate the best songs and albums from the first half of 2023. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't give you a couple of opportunities to dig a little bit deeper, because we have those opportunities. Number one, the full list of all the albums and all the songs is listed on our website, utrmedia.org. We're going to link directly to that article in the show notes of this episode, and there's some additional critic comments. And we can only feature a fraction of the songs. There are over 50 albums and songs that are on the list, and we're only playing 13 songs on this show. So we're only giving you a sampler taste. So I encourage you to check those out and maybe do some exploring on your own. Secondly, one way that we make the exploring really easy is that we've created a playlist called Critics Picks Playlist. You can search for it or find it on all the major streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Prime Music, and YouTube Music. And we're going to put a link to that in the show notes as well. And it features a track from all the cited albums or songs on that list. So you can do a lot of exploring just listening to that playlist. In the second half of the show, we're going to continue sharing some of the cream of the crop, some of the best songs and albums from the first half of 2023. I'm also going to feature my favorite hip-hop song of the whole year. We have the return of Josh Garrels, his first original song in 4 years. And right after the break, yes, we are going to hear from the one and only Rich Mullins, who posthumously dropped a live album called Deep Valley. I'm listed as an executive producer on the album. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm honored to be a part of it. UTR and the UTR family were a big part of kickstarting it and getting it going. So it's a big part of our history now. And yep, we're going to hear from Rich Mullins and the Deep Valley Project right after this.
You can help guide the future of UTR. Take the new 2-Minute UTR survey now through August 31st so that we can serve you better. Every completed survey is entered to win a Rich Mullins Super Swag Box filled with rare collectibles. Find the survey at utrmedia.org or today's show notes.
Did you know that the name of this background music track is Operatic 3? Did you know that gummy bears were originally called dancing bears? It's true. Did you know that UTR Media is going to be hosting a benefit concert on October 4th? Hey, if you're going to be in the Nashville area, save the date, because we are going to have a concert with several singer-songwriters sharing cover songs and originals. It'll be a fun night, so circle the date on the calendar, Wednesday, October 4th, for Yours and Mine, a celebration of covers and originals, a benefit concert for UTR Media.
So, okay, thank you very much for clapping at the end of these songs. And I would like to play one more song with you, because some of you, I can tell, are getting restless. And if you can't endure this, go ahead and leave. Just don't bug me by sitting there and talking while I'm playing. I suppose one nice thing about growing up a little bit awkward and being kind of the underdog in most situations is that you learn. I guess a lot of people laugh at the way I dress, because I do like old clothes and clothes that don't fit me real well. But I think that all comes because when I was a little kid, I had a cousin who was a lot older than me. His name was Jim. And Jim was like the star athlete at the school and everything. And I thought he was the greatest in the world. And I remember when I was a real little guy, he allowed me to come into his treehouse, which was a private club. And I felt very esteemed to be able to do that. And but the greatest thing was when he outgrew his clothes, and his parents had a good bit more money than my parents did, so he always got new clothes. And when he outgrew them, his mother would give my mother those clothes. And when I got big enough to wear them, then I got to put them on. And I would always wear them before I was really big enough to wear them, just because I couldn't wait to wear them, because I thought somehow that by wearing his clothes, I was going to turn into him. And it never really worked. I still am no athlete. You can ask my team and the teams that we play. But I think I learned something really important there, and that's the same reason I like to go to the Lincoln Monument when I'm in Washington, because I think if you do hang around with great things, you become great. But in order to do that, you have to be willing to acknowledge that you're really not much to begin with. I think a lot of fleas probably ride pretty high, because they're not so proud that they want to attach themselves to a dog or to a horse or to a person. And most of us are so busy trying to be cool and trying to be impressive that we never bother to attach ourselves to a great cause. A lot of us are so worried about being embarrassed about taking a position on abortion that we just don't take it. And a lot of us are so worried about being embarrassed by taking a position about Jesus that we don't take that, because we don't want to be laughed at. But the horrible thing is, the terrible joke and the whole situation is, it doesn't matter if you get laughed at, because you ain't nothing anyway. And I don't care what the self-esteem people say. You're just going to die someday. And 5 years after you die, no one will remember that you ever lived. And that's kind of a wonderful, liberating thing. Because if you amount to that little, you can attach yourself to something really great, something that will never pass away. You can attach yourself to the church. You can attach yourself to some kind of a cause that's going to mean something. As long as you're holding on to your own dignity and your own esteem and your own position in life, you're going to come away empty-handed. And I think that's why Jesus said that the poor in spirit would have the kingdom of God. And I hope none of you guys are so wonderful that you can't sacrifice yourself. I hope none of you guys are so cool and so beautiful and so popular and so in demand that you really get caught up in the illusion that you matter. Only one person matters, and that's Christ Jesus. And I wish I could make you know him, but only you can allow yourself to know him. And when you do come to know him, he will bestow on you his righteousness and his greatness. And it's a greatness beyond anything we can imagine, because his greatness will never die. And if we have Christ, we also will never die. And that's something about what this song is about. The Jordan is waiting for me to cross through. Well, my heart is aching, I can tell. So, Lord, I'm begging for one last favor from you. Here's my heart, take you where you will. What this life has shown me, how we're mended and how we're torn. How it's okay to be lonely as long as you're free. Well, sometimes my crown was stony, and sometimes covered up with thorns. And only you could make it what it had to be. And now that it's done, well, if they dress me like a pauper, or if they dine me like a prince, if they lay me with my fathers, or if my ashes scatter on the wind, I don't care. But when I leave, I want to go out like Elijah, with the whirlwind to fuel my chariot of fire. And when I look back on the stars, well, it'll be like a candlelight in Central Park. Won't break my heart to say goodbye. But there's people been friendly, but they'd never be your friends. And sometimes this has bent me to the ground. But now that this is all ending, I wanna hear some music once again. Is this the finest thing that I've ever found? But the Jordan is waiting, and I ain't never seen the other side. But they say you can't take in the things you have here. So on the road to salvation, I stick out my thumb and it gives me a ride. And this music is already falling on my ear. People been talking, they say they're worried about my soul. I'm here to tell you I'll keep rocking till I'm sure it's my time to roll. And when I do, when I leave, I'm gonna go out like Elijah, with the whirlwind to fuel my chariot on fire. When I look back on the stars, well, it'll be like a candle.
One of his most beloved songs of all time, Elijah by Rich Mullins, recorded live in 1983 and on the new project that just released in February of 2023 called Deep Valley, which of course made our list of the best albums of the first half of this year. And we heard what Rich's friend Beth calls one of Richard's rants, his little talking segments. We thought it'd be fun to include that right before the song as well. Well, thanks a lot for hanging out with us. I'm Dave Trout, as we feature some of the best songs and albums from the first half of the year, as picked out by our UTR panel of critics. And man, there's a lot to explore. So many good things being released, but we know it is harder than ever to keep track of this stuff because the music is just coming out all the time. Artists don't really have like single big releases anymore. They have a bunch of small releases. So it's even hard to keep track of a small number of artists, but we try to keep track of the 200 or 300 artists that would fall under the umbrella of gourmet music. So we hope that we're making it a little bit lighter lifting for you as we try to showcase the stuff that you don't want to miss out on. One of those projects comes from a Trinidad and Tobago artist named Candace Coker. She released her debut full-length project on Old Bear Records called Bear and Bones on February 17th of this year, and this is the closing track from that project, Granville Island.
Meet me by the harbor, by the shoreline. Meet me with the sweater and chamomile. Your hands are all creviced, your hair winter, but these eyes, they hold stories of years younger.
Oh, days. Yes, our love is like summer days. Our love is like summer days.
Show me where your darkness lies. You don't ever have to hide. Oh, you can be yourself. Yeah, you can be yourself. I feel your hidden river raging. I'm not asking you to change it. Oh, you can be yourself. Yeah, you can be yourself. I say what you want. I don't care where it goes. If I'm gonna love you completely, we gotta let it all show. Who knows you better? Who could love you anymore? You can trust me completely. I'm just asking for you to be yourself. Oh, you can be yourself. You're my hero, you're my villain. Oh, and I don't care who wins. Oh, you can be yourself. Yeah, you can be yourself. I'm in love with all your pages. I don't wanna see it end. Oh, you can be yourself. Yeah, you can be yourself. Say what you want. I don't care where it goes. Gotta let it all show. Who knows you better? Who can love you anymore? You can trust me completely. I'm just asking for you to be yourself. Oh, you can be yourself. Part of you I wouldn't touch.
You can be yourself.
We fall down, we recognize our worth.
Be yourself.
No secret has the power to diminish your worth. Say what you want, I don't care where it goes. If I'm gonna love you completely, we gotta let it all show. Who knows you better? You can trust me completely. I'm just asking for you to be yourself. Oh, you can be yourself.
Hi, this is Lincoln Mick,
Isaac Horn,
Bailey Warren, and we are the Arcadian Wild.
You found the most meaningful music today.
UTR's Gourmet Music Podcast.
Hit 'em with a little bit of dopamine to keep 'em looking. Every second they'll be second guessing, trying to meet the expectation of the age of information. The simulation will be so convincing they'll forget that they're alive.
Sure.
out of here. Don't be one of the cold souls who disappear.
Stop believing
them, telling the lie.
Why don't you look your life in the eye?
Souls who disappear.
Stop believing them, telling the lie.
Why don't you look your life in the eye?
Wake up and wake yourself out of here.
Don't be one of the cold souls who disappear.
Stop believing them, telling the lie.
Why don't you look your life in the eye?
Yeah, sometimes songs are just great to sing along with. That is not one of them. With all the vocal layers in that song, not easy to just sing along, but the message and the artistry and the creativity behind it is stellar. That is the song Dopamine by The Arcadian Wild. They just released their new album called Welcome on July 21st. Now, if you're doing the math, that album does not qualify to make the list of the album best albums from the first half of the year, because yes, July is in the second half of the year. But that song came out as a single in April, so it did make the list of the best songs from the first half of the year. Now, right before that, we had Bear Reinhardt from Need to Breathe. His solo stage name is Wilder Woods. And that song, Be Yourself, which you heard, came from his latest project, Fever Sky, which came out in March, and on our panel, Jessica called it, said that Wilder Woods, quote, created honest and transparent anthems that are uncomfortable in the best way. Well, we were just talking about kind of what qualified and what didn't qualify in terms of like release dates. Well, this next song barely made it because it is by far the youngest song on our list. It released the very last day that was qualified. All the songs that we considered were from June 23rd of 2023 or earlier. And yes, this song released on June 23rd. And it is the new single from Josh Garrels, his first original song release in 4 years. It's called All in All. And here it is on our list of the best songs from the year so far.
Under the night sky, full of stars, away from all the city lights and empty charms, searching for a place for something pure and true. They led me here to the narrow path to you. I'm leaving it all for the glory of your love. I give you all I got to give on to the day. Be the cross and follow you wherever you may go. You're my all in all.
found you, my treasure, precious pearl. Now every kingdom, every dream, I count the cost. Compared to you, Lord, I count them all as lost. I'm leaving it all, the glory of your love, your name. I give you all I got. All in all, all in all, and I surrender all I am now for the sake of your love. Follow you wherever you may go. Lord, I surrender all. Oh, 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 oh. All in all.
What's my definition of success? Listening to what your heart says. Standing up for what you know is right while everybody else is tucking their toe between their legs. What's my definition of success? Creating something no one else can. Being brave enough to dream big. Grinding when you're told to just quit. Giving more when you got nothing left. It's a person that'll take a chance on something they were told could never happen. It's a person that can see the bright side through the dark times when there ain't one. It's when someone who ain't never had nothing ain't afraid to walk away from more profit because they'd rather do something that they really love and take the pay cut. It's a person that would never waver or change who they are just to try and gain some credibility so they can feel accepted by a stranger. It's a person that can take the failures in their life and turn them into motivation. It's believing in yourself when no one else does. It's amazing what a little bit of faith can do. If you don't even believe in you, why would you think or expect anybody else that's around you to? I done did things that I regret. I done said things I can't take back. Was a lost soul at a crossroad who had no hope, but I changed that. I spent years of my life holding on to things I never should have kept, full of hatred. Years of my life carrying a lot of baggage that I should have walked away from. Years of my life wishing I was someone different, looking for some validation. Years of my life trying to fill a void, pretending I was in them. They get it. Pain's a necessary evil, difficult to go through, yes, but beneficial. Some would say having a mental breakdown is a negative thing, which on one hand I agree. But on the other hand, it was the push I needed to get help and start the healing process. See, if I'd never hit rock bottom, would I be the person that I am today? I don't believe so. I'm a prime example of what happens when you choose to not accept defeat and face your demons. Took me 30 years to realize that if you want to get the opportunity to be the greatest version of yourself, sometimes you gotta be someone you're not to hear the voice of reason. Having kids will make you really take a step back and look in the mirror. At least for me, that's what it did. I wake up every day and pick my son up. Hold him in my arms and let him know he's loved. Love. Standing by the window questioning if that is ever going to show up. Isn't something he's gonna have to worry about. Don't get it twisted, that was in a shot. Mama, I forgive you, I just don't want him to grow up thinking that he'll never be enough. 30 years of running, 30 years of searching, 30 years of hurting, 30 years of pain, 30 years of fearful, 30 years of anger, 30 years of empty, 30 years of shame, 30 years of broken, 30 years of anguish, 30 years of hopeless, 30 years of hey, 30 years of never, 30 years of maybe, 30 years of later, 30 years of fate, 30 years of hollow, 30 years of sorrow, 30 years of darkness, 30 years of 30 years of baggage, 30 years of sadness, 30 years of stagnant, 30 years of change, 30 years of patience, 30 years of suffering, 30 years of torment, 30 years of pain, 30 years of bitter, 30 years of lonely, 30 years of pushing everyone away. You'll never evolve. I know I can change. We are not enough. We are not the same. You don't have the heart. You don't have the
Rains.
Welcome home. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Don't it feel good to know you always got a place? Yeah. See at the table that no one can take. I know that this stroke can't be long. But loved one, we welcome you home. Don't it feel good?
The sound is making pious fear. So deep oppressors trying to sink our spirits. Faith that couldn't be quaked by a Mag 9. This love has never let me down. I got whooped now because I've tasted and I've seen it. I promise you there's rest for all the weary. Those cast out by the system. Everybody broken in a world they felt could never feel like home. Uncommon people, open your hymnal. We got a new song. Welcome home.
And the script, now go ahead, take a seat. No matter who counted you out, we building our own. Breaking down to build it up so that we can own. His word says that the first will be last, and those that we scoff at will get past. Why? Cause his love is so vast, vaster than your preacher, teacher, leader. None other can save you, none but the Savior. Outcast, stranger, prisoner behind bars, those he will call, in advance will call on his name, and he saved me. I'm a living witness, proud misfit, you can call it holy mischief. Yeah, that's it. Yahweh, maker, I'd be lost without you. Invited to the table, you set the feast, now we're able. Keep rubbing.
Our panelist Larry called that project captivating and dynamic. He's talking about We Outside, the January release from Common Hymnal, and that's the song Seat at the Table. And right before that, you heard what I think is the best hip-hop song released in the year so far, and that's hip-hop in all genres, not just faith-based hip-hop, but that's NF with the title track of his latest project, which released in April, called Hope. That single came out in mid-February, and when the video of that single dropped, it blew up the internet for a hot minute. It's so good. Well, there's some of the songs that are on the list of the best albums and songs of the year so far. Again, we encourage you to dig a little bit deeper. You can find links in the show note to our full list of all the albums and songs, which is on our website, utrmedia.org. Or we'll also link you to the playlist streaming right now that features a track from everything that's been cited on our list. So you can find the Critics Picks playlist on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Prime Music, and YouTube Music. And again, we will link in the show notes so you can just kind of click on the channel that you listen to. And if you don't mind, hit subscribe or follow on whatever that channel is so that we can kind of track where you guys are listening from. And as you heard earlier in the show, one of the ways we're kind of trying to track how you're listening to music nowadays, how you're listening to podcasts, what you're getting out of UTR, what you'd like us to change or develop or grow, we're doing a quick 2-minute survey online right now. We're doing a quick 2-minute survey online right now through the end of August. So these are the final couple of days if you're listening to this show on the early side. And you have a chance to tell us what you think and help shape the future of what we do. But also, anybody who completes a survey will be entered into a drawing for a Rich Mullen Super Swag Box that has a couple of vinyls, a CD, a book, original art poster. There's some photographs, Matt Walden's St. Rich's Beard Oil. There's just a lot of goodies. It's one of our best prizes ever. So if you are listening to this before August 31st, and you haven't yet filled out that survey, you can find a link for that in the show notes as well, or you can go to our website, utrmedia.org. This has been so great, so refreshing to be back in the saddle, so to speak, and so happy that you found us once again. You haven't forgotten about us. It means so much. So thanks for spending some time here, and hope you have a great rest of your week. In fact, we're going to be dropping the Gourmet Music Podcast a little more frequently. So coming up real soon, we have a good patron podcast on the way in early September, and then in mid-September we're going to drop another one of these Gourmet Music Podcasts, and then following that a Green Room Door Podcast. So we're back in full operational mode starting now. Alright, well, if you have any comments, you can shoot us up on the old email, gourmetmusicpodcast@gmail.com. Other than that, I'm Dave Trout, and this is the Gourmet Music Podcast, a production of UTR Media, an independent, listener-supported, nonprofit ministry in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and online at utrmedia.org.